The Boulder Police Department closed the intersection of Iris Avenue and Broadway overnight due to what they describe as a possible hostage situation at a nearby residence. Police say they rescued two people from the North Boulder home Monday night before a man barricaded himself inside. One officer reportedly discharged a weapon without injuring anyone. The suspect was taken into custody just before 1 a.m. Police reopened the intersection at around 6:30 this morning. The Boulder office of Twitter has lost another 38 employees, this time due to resignations. Days after billionaire Elon Musk acquired the company, layoffs notice went out to 87 employees. The number of employees at the Boulder Twitter location is currently unknown, but the office once had an estimated workforce at around 300 prior to the change of ownership at the social media company. Newly unsealed court documents show that 22-year-old Christian Glass did not pose a threat to two former Clear Creek County sheriffs who are charged with fatally shooting Glass last June. The 5th Judicial District Grand Jury indicted the deputies last week. Deputy Andrew Byun faces charges of second-degree murder, official misconduct, and reckless endangerment. Sergeant Kyle Gold is charged with criminally negligent homicide and reckless endangerment for pulling Glass from the vehicle. Glass, who lived in Boulder, was shot and killed after crashing his car and calling 911. He was reportedly experiencing a mental health crisis. After deputies responded, Glass would not get out of the car, and after an hour of deputies decided to forcibly remove him. According to the indictment, Glass had a knife, but the deputies were never in danger. The two deputies were fired after the charges were announced last week and are scheduled to appear in a court on December 12. The mother of the man suspected of killing five people at Club Q in Colorado Springs was detained and ticketed the night of the shooting. According to the Denver Post, online court records show that Laura Volpel was detained for resisting arrest and disorderly conduct. According to police, Volpel became combative during the interaction when officers tried to arrest her. Her hearing is scheduled in El Paso County Court on January 25th for her arraignment. A Fort Collins environmental group is calling for revisions to proposed oil and gas regulations in the city. KGNU's John Kellen has more.
Fort Collins is considering new regulations for oil and gas development within city limits, an authority it gets from a law passed in 2019. According to the Fort Collins City website, the City Council indicated support of rezoning and modifying setback standards at a meeting in October. But in a press release, the Larimer Alliance for Health, Safety, and the Environment says the regulations are flawed and the city is moving too fast. The group says the proposed new regulations don't do enough to protect public health and safety or the environment. They say they would be inconsistent with the city's new land development code to reduce energy consumption and greenhouse gas emissions. The Alliance is calling on the City Council to revise and strengthen the regulations before adopting them. They also want the city to allow more time for public input. The Fort Collins City Council is expected to vote on the new regulations on December 6th. For KGNU, I'm John Kellen.
Fire officials invested in Fire Station No. 9 to better serve the growing Candelas neighborhood, Arvada's largest master plan neighborhood, which has grown exponentially in the past decade. According to fire officials, the new location will cut emergency response rates from 5 minutes to 30 seconds. It will also lighten other stations' load to serve the northwest part of the city. The new firehouse will provide a wildfire brush truck, a fire engine, and 4 firefighters. According to the Denver Post, Arvada Fire's 911 incident response calls have risen every year in the past decade, and the Candelas neighborhood has not been the exception. In 2021, the Arvada Fire Department reported over 17,000 calls. In 2013, they reported around 12,000. The Candelas neighborhood is located south of the former Rocky Flats nuclear weapons production facility. Environmental groups have expressed concern that the radioactive and toxic contaminants can continue to pollute the area. For KGNU, Juanita Hurtado.
A Boulder district judge has cleared the way for a 19-year-old man to stand trial on first-degree murder charges. The judge ruled on Monday that Yair Solis will likely face felony charges. police arrested Solis on Longmont last August, just minutes after a midday drive-by shooting in Kingston Park that killed a 13-year-old boy and wounded a 15-year-old. For KGNU, I am Luis Licon.